Manuscript Releases, Volume 9, Numbers 664 to 770. MR Number 704, Right and Wrong Uses of the Testimonies. Personal Study of the Testimonies. I am at times made very sad as I think of the use made of the testimonies. Men and women report everything that strikes them or that they hear as a testimony from Sister White, when Sister White never heard of such a thing. I will send you a copy of a letter I received this morning illustrating this. The only safety for any of us is to plant our feet upon the Word of God and study the Scriptures, making God's Word our constant meditation. Tell the people to take no man's word regarding the testimonies, but to read them and study them for themselves, and then they will know that they are in harmony with the truth. The Word of God is the truth. Of a good man, the psalmist declares, "His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night." Psalm 1, verse 2. He who puts mind and heart into this work gains a solid, valuable experience. The Holy Spirit is in the Word of God. Here is the living, undying element so distinctly represented in the sixth chapter of John. Misapplication of the testimonies. While we recognize this institution, St. Helena Sanitarium, as an instrumentality of God, we feel a most earnest interest that all connected with it who claim to believe the truth will correctly represent our faith by having work corresponding with its holy character. There will be some who will not leave the best and most correct impression upon the minds. They will be inclined to narrow ideas and plans, and have not the least idea of what constitutes health reform. They will take the testimonies which have been given for special individuals under peculiar circumstances, and make these testimonies general and to apply in all cases, and in this way they bring discredit upon my work and the influence of the testimonies upon health reform. White Estate, Washington, D.C., March 19th, 1979.